Hello and welcome to your Yoga Nidra practice. I recently recorded a little chakra session and am feeling inspired to keep that trajectory going. So, another session where we are going to focus on the visualization of the chakra system. So first and foremost, gift, allow yourself this opportunity to come and lie down. Maybe you're on the floor today, your couch, your bed. Maybe you're grabbing oodles of props and you're gonna sit in a reclined, supported position. Maybe a zero gravity chair. The options are endless. So take your time and really consider how it is that you're feeling. How warm are you feeling? Maybe you're chilled. Maybe you need to change your clothing or dim the light. Grab an extra blanket to go on top of you to feel that much more cozy and supported and grounded. Lay or sit your body down. Your feet, your legs are slightly apart. The backs of your hands, but maybe the palms of your hands and your elbows are touching the floor. Give your armpits that space to breathe. Does your head feel centered? Does it feel in line with your spine? Make sure there's minimal space between the curve of the back of the neck and the surface below. Same with the low back. Find that length in the spine with a tuck of the chin and a scoop of the pelvis. Toes flop, fingers curl, knit shoulder blades in, pull shoulders down. Let the eyes and the back of the head drop so heavy. Invite each and every part of your physical body to land here and become looser and looser. Feel almost this physical, yes, but also emotional and mental and energetic untangling, allowing the whole body to rest and really become connected to that sense, that experience of letting go. An untangling now, body, mind, and soul. 3 breaths here to cleanse, to clear, to set the tone. Take a big belly breath in through the nose. Take your time. Let it be full and broad and wide and expansive. Keep going. And hold at the top, but stay soft through the body. Still untangling. Through the mouth, a purging sigh and exhale. Let something go. In through the nose, fill the low belly, mid belly, upper belly, chest, throat, face, through top of head. Keep going, keep filling, keep expanding wide, and hold at the top. Head is still heavy, face relax. Keep holding. Now unhinge the jaw, sigh it out. Feel that untangling, that letting go. Last one, in through the nose. Pull it all the way up. Expand nice and wide. And hold our longest and last hold. The longer we hold, the more we release, untangle, and let go. Hold here for 5. Or you can do the hard things. 3, 2, 1. A huge audible sigh. Maybe stick out your tongue, shake your hips and your shoulders, give your head a rock, a sway, maybe your toes. Then settle down and settle in. Welcome all parts of you here. Make sure you feel warm enough, your clothing and your props are in the perfect position. Do you feel symmetrical? Is there anything poking or nudging, tugging at your awareness that you need, that you could tend to right now? Listen and respond. A beautiful act of respecting oneself. Get curious and then respond if, where, and when needed. Now, become aware of the natural, normal, unhurried, unforced breath. The spontaneous, effortless breath. Simply witness it coming in and witness it going out without making any effort to breathe in or out. Simply allow the breath to flow and allow the breath and the awareness, the witness of breath, to blend together, to merge now. So aware of the breath traveling from the throat to the navel, breath comes in, and then from the navel to the throat, the breath goes out. Of course, this is a breathing process that is always happening in the background. It goes all of the time. But every now and again, you can pause to witness it consciously. Inhaling from throat down to the navel and exhaling from the navel back up to the throat. A conscious witnessing of the natural breath. This process that causes the body to move a little bit, to shift. And in some places, this movement or these shifts are really slow or soft or paced. Maybe in other spaces, the shifting, the movement is fast or swift. Now begin to draw your awareness and feel into your stomach, your belly, moving up and down. Then connect and feel into your chest and your throat, this rising up and falling down. This natural breathing process. Just keep watching it, each and every breath. And anytime the mind wanders, which it probably will, draw it back to the awareness of your breath. Nurture this awareness. Nurture it being constant, continuous, and effortless. Even if you have to keep boomeranging back to it, witness the breath, the process of body breathing, and the process of you witnessing body breathing. Maybe having to come back to it a few times. And could you witness the breath inside of the heart space, maybe around the heart space, the front of heart, middle center of heart, the back of the heart touching the surface below you. Breathing in and out of your tender heart. And from this very sacred temple, sacred space in the body, this core of you, create the intention for your practice today, this wish of the soul, your Sankalpa, allowing your intention to be of a simple and present tense, repeating it 3 times and bringing it, delivering it to every cell of the body. Allow the resonance of your Sankalpa to be experienced through your entire being. Let it wash through your whole body. We're working with the chakras today, so perhaps centering your Sankalpa around one of these energy centers. The root chakra, your sense of stability, home, safety, groundedness. Your sacral chakra, your center of expression, flexibility, movement, creativity, sensuality, sexuality. Your solar plexus chakra, the center of strength, of will, of determination, courage, bravery, action, digestion. The heart chakra, the center of love, compassion, gratitude, grace, openness. Throat chakra, the center of truth, of your voice, your expression, honesty, integrity, listening. The third eye, the seat of intuition, inner wisdom, your meditative side, your curious side. And the crown chakra, the center of connection with all that is, your divinity, your highest self. If any of these centers feel blocked or in need of some untangling, maybe this is where you find your Sankalpa, your wish of the soul, repeating it 3 times here. Feeling, allowing that resonance to be experienced through your whole body, your whole being. Now begin to connect to your rotation of consciousness, the rotation of your witnessing mind. I will guide you through different parts of the body, and you will feel your way into them, sense them, and maybe even repeat their name internally after I say them. There's no movement, just witness and move. Move and witness, feel and move. Starting on the right side of the body, witness, feel into and sense the right hand thumb, second finger, third finger, fourth finger, fifth finger, all 5 right fingers at the same time. Palm of hand, back of hand, the right wrist, forearm, elbow, upper arm, shoulder, armpit, right side chest, ribs, waist, the right hip, buttock, thigh, hamstring, knee, back of knee, shin, calf, ankle, heel, sole of foot, top of foot. Feel into the right big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, fifth toe, all five toes together. Visualize, sense, and feel the whole right side of the body, the entire right side of you. Now glide the witnessing mind over to the left and into the left hand thumb, second finger, third, fourth, left little finger, all five fingers together, the left palm, back of hand, left wrist, forearm, elbow, upper arm, shoulder, armpit, left side chest, ribs, and waist, the left hip, buttock, left thigh, left hamstring, left kneecap, back of knee, left shin, and calf muscle, the left ankle, heel, sole of the foot, top of the foot. Feel your left big toe, second toe, third, fourth, and little toe. All five toes together. Visualize and feel the entire left side of the body, whole left side of you. Now prepare your consciousness to travel alternately from right to left, from the toes all the way up to the top of the head, starting from the right big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, fifth toe, all five right toes together, left big toe, left second toe, third toe, fourth toe, fifth toe, all left toes together, the sole of right foot, sole of left foot, both soles together, the right heel, left heel, both heels together, right ankle, left ankle, both ankles together, right lower leg, left lower leg, both lower legs together, the right knee, left knee, both knees, right thigh, left thigh, both thighs together, right hamstring, left hamstring, both hamstrings together, the right glute, left glute, both glutes together, the right hip, left hip, both hips together, the waist, lower abdomen, mid belly, upper belly, the entire abdomen together, the right side of the stomach, the left side of the stomach, right rib cage, left rib cage, the right chest, the left chest, the center of the chest, your entire chest, and the whole torso together, right collarbone, left collarbone, right shoulder, left shoulder, right armpit, left armpit, the right upper arm, left upper arm, right elbow, left elbow, right forearm, left forearm, right wrist, left wrist, right palm and back of hand, left palm and back of hand, the right thumb, second finger, third finger, fourth finger, fifth finger, all five right fingers, the left thumb, second finger, third finger, fourth finger, fifth finger, all five left fingers together. Feel the center point between the collarbones, the front of the neck, sides of the neck, the back of the neck, chin, jaw, lower lip, upper lip, any space between the lips, sensing the right cheek, the left cheek, right ear, left ear, all of the teeth, the tongue, the whole mouth, right nostril, left nostril, tip of the nose, bridge of the nose, your entire nose, right eyelid, left eyelid, right eye socket, left eye socket, right eye, left eye, right eyebrow, left eyebrow, both eyebrows together, the right temple, left temple, third eye point, your third eye, the forehead, hairline, crown of the head, the whole face, the whole head together, back of head, back of neck, right shoulder blade, left shoulder blade, the center point between shoulder blades, the whole upper back, middle back, lower back, the right side of your back, the left side of your back, the entire spine, the base of the spine, tip of the spine, all the way up to the third eye, the whole of the spine. Visualize and feel your whole spine from base of spine to third eye point. Now from here, extend the awareness of these bony vertebra in the spine, going deeper into the delicate interior spinal cord, the inside of your spine. Visualize the whole spinal column like a rope, an awareness of the entire spinal column and each of the chains, each of the vertebra. Feel each of these rings of living bone, every part of your spine from the base up to the third eye point, right between the eyebrows. Now, visualize, sense, and feel just your spine lying on the floor, feeling only the spine and not any other part of the body. Feel as if you are standing nearby and watching the spinal column. Look at the bottom of the spine, the tip of the tailbone, and see a little stem emerging from the inside. Then at the top of this stem, a red flower is forming at the tip of your spine. And around this red flower are several leaves, beautiful green leaves with drops of dew glistening on them like pearls. If you shake the leaves, the pearls fragment into many small beads. If you shake them again, the small beads come together again to form big pearls. As you shake the leaves, the water comes together and then disperses and fragments. This lotus flower at the root chakra here at the base of the spine is dark, dark red with four petals. And you're looking at it from the top. The red root chakra. Now, just above the base of the spine is the sacral chakra near the pelvis. An orange lotus flower with six petals. And the green leaves around the orange lotus also have drops of water on them, just like those at the root chakra. You can shake them in the same way, see all the water disperse into many pearl-like drops. Fully aware of the orange lotus with six petals at the pelvis. Now begin to travel up the spine, just behind the navel, visualizing a 10-petaled yellow lotus flower, the solar plexus chakra. See the green leaves sparkling from underneath those pearl-like drops of dew. Then up the spine behind the chest at the heart, see a 12-petaled green lotus flower. It has many leaves underneath covered with many tiny drops of dew. Visualize the 12-petaled green lotus flower. Feel this heart chakra pulsing now. Then rise up the spine, coming into the neck and forward to the throat. The throat chakra, a 16-petaled blue lotus flower. With many leaves underneath, those dewdrops glistening like pearls. The pulsation of the blue throat chakra, the 16-petaled blue lotus. And now up at the third eye, behind the eyebrow center. Could you see a 2-petaled violet lotus with 2 leaves beneath it? The leaves covered with dewdrops like pearls. curls vibrating. The two-petaled violet third eye chakra. And as you rise up beyond the third eye to and slightly beyond the top of the head, sensing into the vast, spacious crown chakra with so many petals here, the water droplets gleaming all around the bottom of the petals. Feel them all, this lotus opening up, connecting upward. Endless petals, endless white petals, and endless water droplets on the leaves. Feel the white lotus opening, shimmering, and expanding here. Now draw and drop back down to the third eye, Ajna chakra, the violet lotus across your forehead. Drop down into Vishuddhi, into the depths of the blue throat chakra. Draw and drop down into Anahata, the vibrant green across the whole of your chest, your heart. Drop down into your solar plexus, Manipura, the sunshine yellow all the way across your navel. And again down to Svadhisthana, the orange sacral chakra bathing across your pelvis into your sacrum, and then down into the grounding strength of Muladhara, the deep red root chakra swirling and pulsing at the tailbone and down into the legs. Could you feel and witness the qualities of each of the chakras and whatever sensations are emanating from them as we once again rise up through the chakras from the red, the orange, the yellow, the green, the blue, the violet, and the white. And from the white to the violet, to the blue, to the green, to the yellow, to the orange, and to the grounding red. Witnessing and connecting to the feeling, to the vibration of each of the chakra centers. Visualize these colors not only becoming bigger, but brighter too. Bigger and brighter, even more iridescent from the dew underneath each of the petals. Bathe in the hydration of the dew and the richness, the vibration of each color. Be with the energy here. Red root chakra, orange sacral chakra, yellow solar plexus, green heart, blue throat, violet third eye, and white crown, white, violet, blue, green, yellow, orange, red. Witness the richness and the vibrations of all of the colors connected now, clearing out anything that has been stuck or stagnant or suppressed, harmonizing anything unbalanced, untangling any knots within body, mind, or soul. Be with the energy here. Now come back to Anahata, the heart chakra, that vibrant green emanating from your chest. Come back to heart chakra and come back to the resonance of your Sankalpa. Connect to your intention, your Sankalpa, like you would a familiar, dear friend. Repeating your Sankalpa now, three more times. Now moving back to your physical body, back to your body lying on the floor, the connection of your arms and your legs resting on the surface below you, your back and your head connected to the earth, connection to every single cell of your being. Become aware once again of the movement of the breath in your body. Become aware of your surroundings, your current environment. Become aware of yourself connected to the room that you are in. Aware that you've been practicing yoga nidra. Aware of your whole current environment and your whole body in it. Maybe you allow the body to gently start to move into the environment with some small movements, maybe little or large stretches to awaken the body. You can choose to lay on back, maybe curl over onto your side or come to belly or gently rise to a seated position. Take your time. Connect to the in-breath and the out-breath. And pause. Pause to feel the space inside. The knots released. The harmony instilled. And pause to give yourself thanks for carving out this space for your practice today. be fully with your experience right now. An awareness of your whole body, your whole being, connecting to how you are feeling physically, mentally, emotionally, and of course, those spiritual, energetic levels. Pause to feel and continue to untangle in all of the ways. With my hands at my heart center, I see you. I bow to you. This practice of yoga nidra is now complete. Namaste, dear friend.